Hello and welcome to Just Some Guardians, episode 21. This will be just as glorious of an intro as we had last week. Thank you, Nick and Russell. That was beautiful. We are a Destiny-themed show, and we cover Destiny every other week and then fill the in-betweens with a nerd talk. This week is our Destiny show. Speaking of shows, we're just going to be a two-man show tonight, as Russell has decided to be sniffling and coughing and wheezing, and I'm pretty sure he's just faking it so he can play God of War. But that's another thing.
Shame.
I don't blame him. From what I've heard, it's been amazing. So, I am Elmer Fudd, but on this show, I will go by my actual name, which is Brett. Because we've all known each other forever, and it's weird to call each other by our gamer tags. Also, I don't want to call Nick, hey, HWF-74s, what do you think of this? So, on that note...
Elmer Fudd, double M, double E.
Double M, double D. That's a requirement every time you say my name about anything in the show from now on. You have to yell double M, double D.
Double D.
So, obviously, the other person of the two-man show... We have the ever-sensual Nicholas. What is up, dude?
I rather than this being a two-man show, I think we should call it Just Some Guardians, a one-woman show.
Hello and welcome to Just Some Guardians, episode 21, a one-woman show. Oh!
Yeah. No, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. I've officially gotten back on the Destiny 2 hype train. I'm not peeing and pulling coffee. And it really doesn't even have anything to do with Warmind or any of the upcoming content. It was just me kind of, I know your face with Destiny 2.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. I mean, it was just a couple days ago. You were like, hey, what are you guys playing? I just got hit with the bug. Let's play Destiny. 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 Let's go. Let's go.
Dune City. Yeah, yeah. For me, it kind of flips between Overwatch and Destiny. And while the world could always use more heroes, gotta bring the eyes up, Guardian.
Oh, look at you. That was smooth.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was. It's been fun. I actually, I guess in preparation for... upcoming Density content, I did start. I just spent the last couple days. It's been kind of fun because kind of a completionist to a degree, and I've been meaning to do it on one of my characters, and I've been playing my hunter primarily of late. And I went through all of the destinations, and I completed every single area chest, like region chest. And every single lost sector in the game.
Oh, wow.
So.
I didn't know you were doing that.
I need to go back. Yeah, I need to go back and do all of the adventures now. But I honestly will say, like, going through the lost sectors, and I did it methodically. Like, it wasn't like, oh, run, kill the boss, get out. Ah. No, I killed everything. I mean, I killed the women and the children, too. Like,
Anakin was a hunter.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, right. He has angst for it.
Right.
But no, like it was some of that. And I on Reddit recently, I got into a big conversation with a couple other Redditors about like the locations in Destiny 2 and how I didn't like them as much as the locations in D1. And I think a lot of that has to do, in retrospect now, with the fact that in Destiny 1. It wasn't public events that had you running around. It was, like, scouring the landscape for resources.
Mm-hmm.
So you became intimately familiar with, like, the darkest corners and crevices of Mars. And Venus. Not Uranus, though.
Not yet. Not yet. Not hey, yet. Nick, what are you doing tonight? Want to do a helium filament hunt?
Yeah. No, but anyway. So... the lost sectors are some of the, and I've said this before, I think, but I'll reiterate it now, some of the coolest locations in the whole game. And if you really take the time in them to explore completely and kill everything in the Lost Sector instead of just blitzing the boss and getting out. Like, it's fun. And I never used the shortcuts to get out unless you had to. I would run back through. That way I got to see, like, both angles of the landscape. And, like, hella fun, hella fun. And I realized that my answer to, well, how you doing, has now been, like, a 5-minute monologue. But
oh, I'm sorry, I fell asleep there. What's up?
Oh, you know, I was just saying, you know, it. You know.
No, that was a good. How are you doing? Because that's a good update for you, Destiny wise.
Well, I know I was salty McButterpants last time, and I still am salty. But
I know.
I'm finding that happiness can be found even in the darkest of times when one only remembers to turn on the light.
You are deep and philosophical tonight. I'm digging this.
That was a Dumbledore quote.
No, I'm pretty sure that was you, and they just stole it.
Professor Dumbledore.
Welcome to Hogwarts. Oh, this is your school. Be our guest. baguette.
Maurice.
The baguette.
No, Maureen. The baguette. Hurry up. God.
Someone, a touch of my baguette.
So, yeah. That's what I've been up to, and I was actually really excited to finally share that with you and Russell, but Russell's dying, so I couldn't really share it with him. But then I went through and did all the Lost Sectors and region chests. It was fun. Some of the region chests were like head scratchers. I'm like, where the fuck is this chest?
Wait a second. I know this place.
There's one that's attached to the Pyramidion. And if you haven't found it yet, I will just leave you with that. It's attached to the Pyramidion. Good luck. Have fun. GG, Bungie.
So much fun trying to find a way up there the first time. Wait a second. Hold
it's
the phone.
Like, it's under the platform. Oh.
I see now. Yeah. Well, I'm glad I wasn't faking it so I could be here to have you share that with me. That was really nice. That was exciting.
It's almost like...
I'm happy like to have you back.
Stuck in one continuous shot.
His house must be nasty. He's always sick and he works from home. Next week on Hoarders, the effervescent one.
Oh God, could you imagine hoarding effervescent tablets?
Oh God, can you imagine if he got hit by a flood?
that the house in the movie Signs.
Oh,
glasses of water everywhere.
Yeah,
that would be a disaster for Russell.
Yikes. The acoustics
swing
will be
away,
beautiful.
Russ. Swing away.
Well, tonight, tonight we're going to be Hello and welcome to episode 21 of Just Some Guardians. Tonight we're going to be discussing This Week at Bungie for April 18th, 2018. The updated roadmap that we got last week because we were doing our 20th episode. If you didn't go back and see that, we did a nerdy game show with Buster Knuckle from RNG Cast and Lazarich. And it was a good time.
And Steve Harvey.
In the most unracist way we could think to do it. And then we'll also be talking about what we've heard so far about the Destiny Summit that just the Bungie Summit that just finished today. So I think since the oldest news technically is the roadmap, we should start there.
That's good. That's a good roadmap.
Yes.
Gives us a good direction.
I like how there's yellow lines on the sides so you know at night not to drive into the brush. And the lanes.
Do you have brushes on the side of your road? Is that like for Fabio when he needs to do his hair?
No, it's actually paint brushes. So we can paint happy little clouds if we crash.
You know, there are no mistakes. Just happy accidents.
Just happy accidents. That's how I got kids.
Unless someone dies.
Well, if that person's an asshole, that's still a happy accident.
You know what I think the greatest motivational squad, you sidetracking and I don't care. Sugar Mama don't care. The greatest, like, motivational support team you could ever have would be Bob Ross and Mr. Rogers.
Oh my God, I can only imagine. by our powers combined.
We are Ross Rogers.
Ross Rogers, he's our hero.
Oh, God. I just can't even. Going to take depression down to zero. Okay, but anyway.
Oh, my God. Do you lack painting know-how? Do you lack a neighbor? We're here for you.
Yeah.
We don't have Russell here to keep us on track. This is going to be fun. Hey, guys, there's a roadmap.
All right, guys. Welcome to episode 21.
Right, from the top. Here we go. Marker. So we already got 1.1.4, which is the GoFast update, which we've talked about. So the latest thing to get updated on the roadmap is 1.2.0, which is May 8th, which is when the next DLC, Warmind, launches.
Yeah, May 8th. I guess I rescind everything I've ever said about Gods of Mars, because that ain't a thing.
Well, maybe that was the secret code, their code title for it. I don't know. But that's not too far away, May 8th. Like, we're April 20th right now. Holy crap.
Yeah, it's like just a skosh after Star Wars Day. And
right? We get to go see Infinity War, and then, like, the next week we have the next DLC. All right, before we get to... Okay, I'm holding us in. Here we go. So the update for when Warmind launches is when we're getting seasonal Crucible rankings. We're getting private matches. A vault space increase, which I believe they said was only like 50 for now. We're getting the multi emote wheel. I finally do, just because I'm hoarding shaders in there. Ugh. The multi emote wheel is coming for Warmind. Exotic weapon masterworks. I am excited for that.
Yeah, okay. So real quick on that, there was a... I know this probably overlaps with another topic, but, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. That's not contextual.
Built in half a day.
Was built in 3 minutes.
By the glorious powers of Bob Ross. And sorry.
So they mentioned that there was an exotic, and I can't remember which exotic it was, but that, like, they were talking about a bonus or a benefit or whatever to that exotic. And they were saying that for that, you'll have to see the exotic masterwork bonus or benefit. And
yeah,
it made it sound like that is gonna, like, not be like, oh, you get orbs and there's a...
That's what I would assume. I would hope that exotic masterworks would be something different. Yeah,
right. Like, it altered the function of the weapon.
Mm-hmm. Also, real quick on that, I heard earlier today, I think it was Rezocast was talking about it. They were talking about a really cool PvE and PvP mode. What would be, like, a fun for, like, a week event or something, where you could go in wearing, like, as many exotics as you want. So you'd walk in with, like, full exotic armor and weapons and just, like, go to town. And I was like, that'd be hella fun.
You mean you'd go to the farm? Too soon?
There's a farm?
Too soon?
What farm?
What code?
What do the numbers mean, Mason? Also, we're getting seasonal vendor progression.
Did you just reference Lost?
No, I referenced Call of Duty, the Black Ops, the first one.
Oh
my God! Seasonal vendor progression. I haven't heard anything about this. I'm wondering if it's going to be like what we had in D1, where, you know, you had like a rank up number next to them, and then every time you ranked up, you got stuff. I'm hoping. I like numbers.
Numbers.
Oh, yeah. We're also getting the exotic weapon sandbox change, which we'll be talking about more in depth, because this week at Bungie, for this week at Bungie, for this week at Bungie, oh, what have I done? Is going to talk more about that, so yay! And then we're getting heroic strike modifiers. I know Nick is excited for that.
Yeah, I really am, actually. I've been waiting for that since before time began.
And then we already have Nightfall Challenge cards, but it's on the list, so I assume they're going to be adding to it somehow. Yes.
Unless it wasn't out of sight.
Oh,
and we find
goodness.
Out in the original or the first DLC there. Not the first, the second DLC. They are adding in pet paddling. That's the new game mode that everyone's excited about.
Hunkara, I choose you.
Oh yeah, I'll send out my Mega Osiris.
I have Shaq's missing horn.
That's so rare. It's a luminescent car. For more talk like that, tune in next week for our Nerd Talk. Moving on. So that's it for when Warmind launches. So there's some cool stuff there I'm excited for. Just the last sandbox change we got, like, completely redid the game for me. So I can't wait for the exotic weapon masterworks, especially after some things we're going to talk about soon.
So no, wait, here's another question.
Yes.
The exotic weapon masterworks, just to clarify, because I'm, you know me and my attention span and my retention of information. So exotic masterworks are occurring simultaneously with the drop of Warmind?
Correct. So with the drop of Warmind is the exotic weapon masterworks and the exotic weapon changes. So both of those are dropping with Warmind.
Okay, so I have a very important question for you.
Bring it.
What's love got to do with it?
Got to do what's love but a second-hand emotion. No, Nick, stop it. Stop it. You.
On purpose.
So also during Season 3, we have a section called Summer. So sometime during the summer, we're going to get a new seasonal event. Whatever that could be.
Wait, it literally says new seasonal event?
New, or like... the word new. New seasonal event. So I'm wondering, a lot of people have been saying SRL, but it says new. So I don't know.
Maybe SRL will be new.
SRL doubles Iron Banner. I don't know.
Twisted Iron Banner.
Twisted Iron Banner.
Twisted Metal.
Oh, I'm down for that. Another exciting point on here is faction rally improvements. So they're going to redo faction rallies. I'm excited for that because they are boring now. I enjoyed them at first because once I got all the gear and the ornaments like three faction rallies ago, it's like, well, why?
I don't think it's anything close to what they envisioned it would be.
No, definitely not. So we'll see what that means. Hopefully we'll get more info. Nick, I don't know if you... Oh, no, you haven't looked at the roadmap. That's right. Are you ready for this next one?
Yes.
Bounties.
What?
Bounties. We're getting bounties back. Instead of just the daily challenges. Bounty bot, baby.
What prompted that?
Probably community outcry for going, why don't we have bounties? All the challenges are like, I have to pull out my ghost in each individual thing. I want to have like an actual screen to look at this stuff.
So are bounties replacing milestones?
No, it doesn't look like it. It just says bounties, so I'd assume in addition to, because the challenges have been more for like earning tokens, so I'd assume the bounties would be for something different.
I would literally be just fine with it.
Right. PC clan chat, we're on PS4 because we enjoy having more than half of a game and community, so that doesn't matter for us. And then, theoretically, we could be getting exotic armor sandbox changes over the summer as well.
Oh, that's right. Exotic armor's not changing.
Yeah, not till later. Because they've been working super hard on the weapons.
I've been working super hard on your
weapon.
Yeah,
you have. Oh my god, you just polished my vigilance wing. My fighting line.
Right. Moving along.
Sorry. Oh! And then all we have now, and I'm sure we're going to add more to this as we progress for September for Season 4, gear collections. Records.
Wait, that's in the roadmap now?
That's in the roadmap. Gear collections, records... Weapon slot changes. What?
That's a big one.
Weapon randomization. And more yet to be revealed. We'll see what those actually mean.
You get a random weapon.
You get a randomization.
I hope that it's more along the lines that, I mean, because I'm not one of those individuals that thinks random rolls was a good thing.
But, agreed.
But I do think that having a random perk on a weapon, similar to how the Masterwork role is unique.
Oh, absolutely.
Like perhaps that weapon randomization is going to be like a gunsmith modification or something. Oh my god, the gunsmith would actually be useful.
There's a gunsmith? I'm just kidding.
That could be altered and changed. Like you could roll from a list of weapon mods available to each weapon archetype or each weapon, perhaps. Like that's how I hope it's added on. I hope it's
agreed.
Not random rolls again.
I don't think so, because they said weapon randomization, and there's been a pretty clear, like, I mean, obviously there's a small group that's very much like random rolls is what made Destiny Destiny, but there's been a pretty good crowd that's like, see, I'd like something like it, but not exactly that, because that felt kind of empty. I think, who was I talking to? Who's Discord? I was in Hoot Dog's Discord, and they were talking about random rolls and why they hated it, or some people liked it. And I brought up the point that it just felt like a sloppy additional grind that didn't need to be there. Like, I mean, say you play any MMO, and you have your... So let's do it this way. So say you're gearing up in Destiny, right? Tell me how pumped you'd be for this. So you do the campaign, which gives you gear, and then you go into strikes, which give you slightly better gear, which then allow you to get into heroic strikes, which give you slightly better stuff to get into nightfall, which gets you into raid, and then you have the best gear. Instead of just, you beat the campaign, go, collect it all now.
Yeah.
I would love a loot progression that was walled like that.
Well, I know they in this week's TWAB, they talked about, like, the power grind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, I mean, it sounds like they're heading that direction.
Yeah.
They were specifically talking about power level rather than actual gear. But, I mean, if they started to segment specific, gear sets or weapons to different, like, power thresholds, then I guess that would kill two birds with one engram.
Ooh, look at you go. I want to throw an engram. Well, let's segue with that into this week at Bungie, and we'll go ahead and just jump down to that section, and then we'll move around from there. How's that sound?
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. Power climb. Oh, my. All right, so with the release of Destiny 2 Expansion 2, Warmind, they are going to make some changes to the size and frequency of upgrades. These changes will apply to all of Destiny 2, not just the Warmind endgame content. Their goals are to bring back meaning and accomplishment to achieving power cap instead of just doing public events until you get there. Which, don't get me wrong, felt kind of cool, but I wish the grind...
Yeah, but not really.
But I wish the grind took longer, for sure. It was cool. At the time, I wasn't able to play very often, and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And then once I was able to dive more into it, I was like, all right, that was pretty fast. Yeah.
We felt cool until we realized that's all there was.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Like, it was cool. It was cool expecting, like, oh, cool, like, the game's really going to open up once we... And no, it didn't. You know, it was... What was that expression? It was an inch deep but a mile wide.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find a good... I don't want to read the whole thing. I'm trying to find a good way to... Bleh.
For the power climb.
For the power climb, yeah.
Well, I know they pretty much said that, like, the campaign is going to take you to a certain point, and then strikes and public events take you to another point, and then, like, your big weekly milestones, like,
correct.
The raid and Trials of the Nine are going to obviously cap at a much higher level. Like, there's a soft cap and a hard cap.
Correct.
Soft cap is obtained by quickly, easily repeatable things, but then the hard cap you can climb towards, and it's a slow climb because it's not like the engrams are all going to drop super high. Like, it'll be a level or two higher than what you're at.
Yeah, it should turn out to be a pretty good grind.
But then, but... like, the hard, excuse me, the hard cap, like, I can't help but remember, like, what we encountered in World of Warcraft years ago. with the way the soft and hard cap with gear score or item level,
Oh, yeah.
the way they did it. Like, you got to a certain point doing the
Like heroic dungeons and stuff, yeah.
Right, but then you couldn't get any higher without jumping into Raid Finder, and then Raid Finder had a soft cap or a hard cap, and you couldn't get any higher than that unless you went into the actual raid. And then, well, you could get a certain level, you know, blah, 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 rinse and repeat. A little lather, maybe, but that it seems like they're actually trying to embrace the more RPG-ish gear climb than they did with the original Destiny 2.
Agreed.
And I'm interested to see what the summit feedback is about that, because I know that one of the things that is being addressed specifically by Bungie, according to some, you know, some of the reports that we've gotten, was what their original vision for D2 was, and how it worked and how it didn't, and why they decided to do things the way they did.
Yeah, and we'll get to the summit here in a little bit.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. If I followed your segues every time, we'd be all over the place. Oh, Lordy.
Welcome to podcasting with Nick.
Just the two of us. Again, we don't have Russell here to, like, pull us in.
Well, I know you haven't listened to too much of Green Dragon Live, but poor Nick.
Every episode, but that's fine. Anyway.
Really? Have you really?
Yeah.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude, all I do is listen to podcasts at work. I've been binging it for a while. Anyway, yeah, I kind of care about you.
My segues or my tangents in that show are legendary.
Not exotic yet. You'll get there. So the hard cap for when Warmind drops is going to be at 380. And then the soft cap is at 340. And I kind of like that's a pretty good gap. So I kind of like that it comes off in a way where if you are a more casual player, like, the soft cap won't be too hard to get, and it sounds like you'll still be able to do a lot of content at that. And then if you want to go hardcore at it, you can get to 380, and then you can still have your bragging rights, and then it's still enough of a gap that some of those more casual players will look at that and go, well, maybe I could push a little bit. And some of them might find a playstyle they didn't know they had in them. I know that happened to me years ago in MMOs, where I was like, I just like to fish and quest. And then I was like, well, maybe I'll try a heroic dungeon. And then before you know it, you're, you know, mythic raiding and stuff.
Before you know it, you're programming the game.
Absolutely. Without the developers knowing.
Yeah.
Oh. But yeah, so the big thing there, like Nick already covered, just by doing, you know, the regular, like the campaign and public events and stuff, you'll be able to get to 340 pretty easily. And then from there, you'll have your weekly milestones, which will help you get to, it looks like 370 you can get up to with all the regular weekly milestones if you grind those each week. And then from 370 to 380 is going to be, like, specifically you cannot go past that unless you're raiding, doing Trials of the Nine, etc. So that's kind of really exciting. There's kind of three levels of gamers there now. I kind of really dig that.
It's kind of a cool change.
Yeah, I really like that. And then the other thing they're adding is where if there's enough power gap between you and an enemy, you will do basically no damage to them, and they will have a crazy red bar and a bunch of question marks above their head.
Anyone remember the Cosmodrome?
Talk about ogres! Rawr! I remember the first, oh my god. That was so scary. Oh, what's down here? Oh, dear God, what have I done?
Right? It's just a staircase in a room
that isn't
that
really out of way.
Right away.
That was so brilliant.
It's scary. It's scary.
Oh, my God. Well, let's dive into the meat and potatoes.
What kind of meat? Is it veal? Because I don't like veal.
No, it's dolphin. It's buttered dolphin.
With unicorn hair pasta.
With unicorn hair pasta. By the way, because of that conversation, I went to Olive Garden for dinner tonight. So thank you.
Yeah. Did you throw a fit?
No, I did not bring my cape, nor my cane, nor my top hat. So I had to just behave.
Beautiful white gloves.
And my white. Pardon me, do you have any gray poop on? inside joke that no one gets to know.
Someday.
So the big part of the TWAB is talking about the upcoming changes to exotics. And we got three very spicy, sexy videos showing off some of these changes. And I'm super pumped for them.
Should we tackle them one exotic at a time?
Let's do it. Very importantly, before we both freak out about the Graviton Lance video, there is a second person in the fire team, so I think it's actually two Graviton Lances shooting and not just one. Because the first time I watched it, I went, that's nuts! And then I realized I think there's two people shooting instead of just one.
I thought the second weapon was a rocket launcher, but it could very well be the Graviton.
It looks like there was a lot of the same kind of blue stuff arcing around, so that's what I figured. But anyway, the Graviton Lance preview. Dear God, I already liked that gun before the Go Fast update, and then I enjoy it afterwards, and now they're going to make it even better. Do we want to explain how the video made it look? How do you even describe that?
Like Axiom Bolt days.
Mm-hmm. There was a group of enemies, they shot the Graviton Lance, and then there were no enemies.
Yeah, it was like huge void projectiles came like surging out of the impact and just killed everything. No. And that's how the dinosaurs became extinct.
Oh, Mama, where are you, Mama? Right, so sad. So I think they're changing it. I think I saw they're changing it from 3 shots to 2 shots, and then those bounce around and create the actual black hole that it's supposed to, and the effect looks awesome. Definitely, it's on their Twitter. Everyone's been sharing it. It's on the TWAB. I'll put it in the show notes if I have to. Like, go hunt this video down and watch it. It's on YouTube. Oh my God, I'm so excited
Literally
for this change.
Looks like the world's scariest Blade Warlock.
Right? But it's in a gun. Oh. And that was the one that got me super hyped for these exotic changes. Like, reading what they were doing, I'm not going to lie, when they actually wrote what they were doing Graviton Lance, I was so lost. I was like, this doesn't make any sense. It's so seeing it.
The second
one
they showed us was what? The Skyburner's Oath?
Skyburner's Oath, which we know I love already also.
It actually looks like it's going to burn the sky now.
So what it does is if you're aiming down sights, it hits like a freaking train and just like plows through any kind of shielding, rips through enemies. And then if you hip fire, which it already does, is it hip fires full auto, but the bullet will kind of arc and it'll leave an explosion in its wake wherever the bullet lands.
It's like a rapid fire, like grenade launcher.
Yeah.
Which is intense. Now the video makes it look like being airborne is a prerequisite, which is kind of misleading because it's totally not. I mean, that's what the video made it look like to me.
I think it was more just to kind of show off how it looked. But
right, from that height, like mm-hmm. that's definitely what they were going for. But I think it definitely, I've said definitely.
Definitely. That's all, folks. Thank you for watching us. This was episode 12. Oh, no.
Welcome to Guardian Radio, the first and the longest running podcast. Someday Mark Turcotte's going to come into our house and kill us.
Right, if he ever listens to this. We make the joke every week.
Yeah, it's true. But no, I think that they did that to make it easier to see, but it, according to Reddit, like, a lot of people were confused.
Well, it kind of looked like the range came down a lot if you were hip-firing it, and so that might have been why they're airborne. Because it has really good range, and I'd assume when you're aiming down sights, it hits like a freaking freight train and then goes forever. So I'd assume with the... Because the bullet definitely arcs and then explodes. I would assume it's super close range if you're hip firing.
Mm-hmm.
So that would make sense, too. But, it looks good.
We didn't get any notification as to whether or not it still has bonus damage against Cabal.
I would assume so, since that was kind of its, like, main stat, you know? That was what made it its own gun.
Unless they're just making it so that it pierces through shields and barriers and stuff.
Oh, here we go. I was so busy with the video I didn't read. When firing from the hip, Skyburner's Oath now lobs slower projectiles at a faster rate of fire that tracks targets. What? I didn't know that! And explodes. Mm-hmm. The tracking functionality tends to draw projectiles to center mass rather than to precision regions. So you reduce the precision scaler a bit and increase damage to the body. Precision hits still do bonus damage and overall DPS is increased. The end result is a dual utility weapon that fires hit scan. High damage projectiles while aiming down sights and rapid fire. Lobbed, exploding, tracking projectiles from the hip. That sounds amazing. It almost feels like a rapid fire grenade launcher that can transition to a precision death dealer with the press of a button.
It makes me feel like I should stop using exotic weapons right now.
I don't use them. Like I don't use a lot of them, for sure, already.
Well, like, I have some that I use regularly. Like, I use Skyburners a lot in dungeons. I use, do we know if Coldheart and Prometheus Lens are being tweaked?
I think all of them are being tweaked. We're just only getting shown a few of them right now.
Well, they put out a notice a while back telling us that there were, like, 6 or 7 platinum, 3 or 4-ish weapons that weren't being touched.
I don't think Coldheart was on that list.
Like, good, because I think Coldheart needs some love.
Agreed. Everyone was using it the first, like, month and a half of the game, and I honestly haven't seen it in PvE or really PvP since.
I forgot I had it.
I actually got killed by it in the Crucible the other day, and I went, what the hell was that? I've never even heard of this guy. Oh, wait, that's right. That's the thing. Okay, so the last preview we have, the scariest preview we have, is the Rat King. Oh, my God. Initial thoughts on the video.
It took me a second to realize what I was seeing. Like, it turns into, like, just
death.
Just devil worshippers. That's what it turns into.
Like Lower East London, like, in the 1800s?
Yeah. No, it's freaking nuts. It's rapid, like, automatic. Yeah. Just, no. And your whole party doesn't have to have it drawn. They just have to have it on them.
Mm-hmm. But if everyone's using it at the same time, holy crap.
Yeah, it was just like our bullets will blot out the sun.
So in the video, they're a full fire team that are at the intro of the Leviathan raid, you know, where the Cabal dudes are standing there. And they basically wipe all of them out using just the Rat King in like 10 seconds.
And they're focus firing, which is crazy. Because nobody focus fires.
Right. So what they're doing, let's see here. I'm just going to read this real quick. Next up is Rat King, which already has something of a fan base, but definitely has room to improve. Of the stats that improve with more fire team members running Rat King, the strongest is probably the increased rate of fire. Unfortunately, the DPS potential is hard to realize because some people just can't physically pull the trigger fast enough to cash in on the benefit, which is what it was before. So to make sure this is both felt and used, they made Rat King full auto to ensure the rate of fire increase can make a difference when running in a pack. That's a big change.
Right.
Another pain point was that restriction of having Rat Pack only activated when allies have Rat King equipped in hand felt a bit too situational. Rat Pack perk now triggers when fire team members have Rat King slotted as their kinetic weapon, stowed or in hand, which is what Nick just said. We also front-loaded the stat benefits of Rat Pack, so they increase a bit more drastically with 1 or 2 fire team members and upped the base invisibility timer of Vermin to 7 seconds. Last but not least, and not to overly tease, but why not, I'm gonna tease. The Masterwork upgrade for Rat King is going to put a tasty garnish on this meal you won't want to miss out on.
It means that it will be a Rat King of unusual size.
So, that's awesome. So that last part there, the Masterwork upgrade for Rat King is going to put a tasty garnish on this meal. Do you think that's like the bonus perks it could get from Masterwork, or do you think it's going to be a separate Masterwork perk, like you know how all legendary masterworks give orbs? Do you think there's going to be a separate thing for each individual exotic?
Yeah, that's what I was like trying to spit out earlier. No, that's what it sounds like to me. Like
that kind of I missed that sentence. That's super exciting if that's the case. That makes each single exotic, even if you don't like it, like for different situations, like just using the masterwork version could be like super beneficial.
Exactly.
Oh my god, that opens up so much. Dang.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, so from that, I am super pumped to hear about more. Hopefully in the next few weeks, we get some more previews of some exotics, and then I'm super excited to get my hands on them and try all these changes to these guns. Are going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pumped. Space magic, more than meets the eye.
Space magic.
War mind in disguise.
Wait, what?
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 So the last thing I wanted to talk about with current stuff in-game was we have Iron Banner going on right now, which is Iron Banner 6v6, which is the first time we've had 6v6 in Destiny 2. Let's start, Nick. How are you feeling with 6v6?
For the first time in forever, cue Frozen soundtrack.
The second you said first time, I was with you.
I had that whole, I just one more.
Yeah, it's so addicting.
You know, and then there was, you know, 46 days had passed, and my beard was on the floor, because I took it off and put it on the floor. No, it was,
I was there,
it was intense.
Get
36 billion days ago, when the world was green and I was puce. No, it was very fun to kind of get sucked in like that. Mm-hmm. And part of what helped, I thought, was that I voiced this to you, so it was very relaxing to just, and yes, I said the crucible. A crucible mode and the word relaxing in the same sentence.
What?
It felt really good to just get lost in the fighting,
mm-hmm.
in the ridiculousness of it all. Like it was fun. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I liked how you were the other day. You're like, it was fun to just get lost in the leaderboard. Like with four people, if you suck, like it affects everybody. With six people, if just you suck and everyone else is doing fine, they're fine. They're great. You didn't waste anyone's time but your own.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I've been absolutely loving it. At first, I was kind of... Because I've really enjoyed... Oh, my goodness. Let me put my thoughts together. We've talked about before where none of us were really big fans of the Crucible and Destiny 1. I know. You can unsubscribe. It's okay. It's okay. I understand. I didn't like the pace of it. It was just people around corners with shotguns. I didn't find that fun at all. I'm sure if you were there the whole time and understood the play style, you got it. But every time I tried to jump in, it was just terrible. So I actually really enjoyed 4v4 and the pace of it. And then it was mostly kinetic gunfights instead of just grenades and shotguns. But, So I've really enjoyed the pace, and I found myself the last few months like playing nothing but Crucible. I've been loving the Crucible in Destiny 2. And so I was both excited and slightly hesitant for 6v6, because part of me was worried that it would be what I hated in D1, but then part of me was like, I actually understand how this game works. And yeah, I've been loving the pace of it. It gets a little mayhem-y without all the supers. So I've been enjoying that. You just get lost in the amount of people. It's fun to like rush a point and have five people running in front of you. You're just like, oh, it feels so good. But at the same time, I've heard people saying they want that all the time. And if it was a separate mode, like, I'm cool with that. But I like having 4v4 quick play, which is its own play style. 4v4 competitive with no radar, which is a completely different play style. and then 6v6, which is a completely different. It's nice to kind of have like, what kind of mood am I in? I'm going to play that instead of like playlists with different map types, like Plane Control or Countdown, stuff like that. Like having legit different play styles and moods you're in before going to the Crucible. I like that idea. So I've been really enjoying kind of bouncing back between the two. I don't want it all the time, but I've been loving it.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's actually really, like, good summarization.
Right, oh my goodness. And I've reacquainted myself with the Ottoman's Anvil, which is the newer Iron Banner auto, and masterworked it, and I've been like, oh my god, it's so much fun. I love that gun. I forgot I loved it. Because I put it away after last Iron Banner.
Oh,
it's so good. I've loved the Iron Banner autos. They've been my, for Crucible, I do not use them in PvE, but in the Crucible, like, both of them have been amazing for it. So that's been kind of fun, having PvP weapons that I use in PvP. I honestly, like, I'll get something from Shax, and I'm like, dismantled!
Yeah.
I kind of pretend to look directly into the rest of the community every time I dismantle Better Devils, and I smile. And I go, this is for you.
I've had three Better Devils disappear on me, just saying.
Did the seventh one feel like a Better Devils?
A better brand of Better Devils is
Better. Speaking of the Better Devils, since he's not here, so last week for the Nightfall loot was that DFA, Death from Above, hand cannon, and I made a Twitter survey asking people how many runs it took them to get it. Before I read that.
Yeah, I finally answered the survey.
Oh, did you? Okay, cool. Oh my god, where is it? So, how many runs did you do of the Nightfall last week?
I want to say 3,021, but in reality it's closer to 7.
That sounds about right. And then you did not get the gun, right?
I got 12 of them, which is what I want to say, but in reality I got none.
Oh my god. Oh, it's late, I'm tired, you're going to make me cry, that's so good. Okay. So Nick did 7 Nightfalls, got 0 guns. I did 28 Nightfalls, got 0 guns. Russell did 4 and got 2.
Russell is next up for Ritual Sacrifice.
Absolutely. Needless to say, he did not understand why I was honestly pissed the other night. He's like, how are you mad at me? I'm like, if you only knew. If you only knew. It's so infuriating. And then how hard he laughed when he got the second one, the next run. Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Russell Coyd understood what was happening there.
Right.
Because there were a few of us, and by a few of us, I mean two of us, that actually wished harm upon him. No, I'm kidding about
physical, emotional. I'm just kidding. So I did a survey for how many Nightfalls people did and until they got the gun. So I got 20 votes on this, and 50% of the people said they never got it at all. 10%, they did it 20 plus times before they got the gun to drop. 10% said it took them 11 to 20 times. And then 30% got it in their first or 1 through 10 times. I would like to say that Danfinity commented on it and said it took him 2 tries. And to that I say, I hate you so much. Yeah. I can't hate you, but I want to. I want to try real hard.
Yeah.
Jerk. Ugh!
Yeah.
Ugh. So there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Nightfall specific loot. We're grinding. We have a grind. And it's real.
It's actually, I kind of, as annoying as it is to get, or to go and run something and then not get it, and then run and then not get it and see someone else get it right away, it's super annoying. Yes. 136%. However, it's kind of a nice change.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing is, like, you know, I ran it 29 times, and I've heard of people that ran it like 70 plus times, and all of them said the same, basically, like, you just get in the groove and you're with your friends, and it's kind of what we've been talking like when we did Archon's Forge. You know, you just talk about life, you get in the groove, and you just sit there and bullshit for hours while you do the same strike over and over and over and over. And it's just super fun to sit there and grind like that.
Right.
So I've been enjoying it. You know, I got the sniper that first week, and I haven't gotten anything since, but, like, just getting something is super exciting. And I've heard a lot of people saying, well, no, you have it, you never want to do it again. It's like, no, I want it. Like, I have so many friends that don't have it, I will be gladly. I had so much fun grinding for it, because that's a fun strike. And then just the ambiance of just farming stuff with friends. Like, I'm down to farm that thing every time it comes up, just to get more people it, and just for the experience. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Yar. This week is the arms dealer, and it's a sparrow, and I haven't done it once. Because Iron Banner.
Yeah. That's all I can say. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay taking kind of a break after last week. I'd probably be more into it if literally the last day of last week was when the Russell thing happened and I wasn't just deflated. I'd probably be more like, let's do it. But took the wind out of my sails.
Deflated? What do you mean deflated?
So, like, my penis pump broke.
Oh.
I swear, baby, it's not mine. So there we have all that. So let's dive into the last segment before we have questions. Nick, we have lots of questions tonight.
We're going to need to have you come in on Sunday.
We're going to need you to come in on your day off. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's not going to work for me. So the last thing, we had the Destiny Bungie Player Community Summit thingy, Mabobber, ended today. And I have to say, from everything I've seen on Twitter, it sounded like it was an exceptionally positive event.
True.
Like, I'm super excited to hear more about this. Let me pull up someone here.
Fact Waters.
Yeah, so, like, Miss 5000 Watts, to everyone at Bungie, thank you for having us. I went in hopeful that this was going to be beneficial for both Bungie and the community to learn from each other, and I feel very confident that we achieved that. I'll work on a video sharing, blah, 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 blah. Who else was there that did a good post? Oh, Dados was good.
What did Dados say?
Dado said, his was pretty real. I liked his. He says, I went into the community summit with a pretty skeptical viewpoint. It went much better than I thought it would. I'm working on compiling thoughts for video ASAP. Thanks for having me, Bungie. And then he, in that thread, he says, this is the first time I felt like my feedback has actually been taken seriously or has mattered. I hope something like this happens again in the future. That was big.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was cool. And then just a lot of other people that have been saying basically the same thing. I felt listened to. I had the time of my life. They need to do this more. From what I understood, it was like a very open conversation. One of the devs actually, I can't remember which one it was. I have to find the Twitter post. But basically what he said was he had his personal goals going in was to be open, like no, you know, corporate responses to anything, and then to not get defensive about their, because obviously they put a lot of time into the game. And so to just purposely not get defensive about any situation and just absorb everything and have an open conversation. And so it's kind of fun to see posts from people that attended and people from Bungie both saying both sides thoroughly enjoyed just sitting down and having an open discussion about where the game is, where it came from, what it could be, what they have planned already, and then what they should be working on. So I know super excited.
Everything I've seen, people are very, very, very excited about what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like I talked about earlier, I don't know if we were streaming at that point. Mesa Sean had a video out already. Go figure.
Right.
Talking about it. And he said that there was a new game mode being introduced that he had an absolutely amazing time, excuse me, testing out, and that he can't say anything about it other than that he, I'm like trying not to say too much, because I know he was very vague, and I don't want to imply that he said something that he didn't.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, he said that the game mode reminded him, and it was a game mode, reminded him of something that he played back in 2015 in Destiny 1, and that it wasn't exactly the same, but it was better, and he loved it. And again, it brought back memories from something he played back in 2015, but it's not like anything that the Destiny franchise has seen yet, and depending on the games you've played, it may not be like anything you've ever played before.
Damn, that's
my cool. Mind goes to horde mode, like real horde mode, because 2015, spring of 2015, was House of Wolves.
That's where we got, oh my god, what was it called?
Prison of Elders.
Thank you, Prison of Elders, which was the closest we've gotten to a horde mode. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Nope.
And we're really not waiting that long before they can tell us everything, so we just gotta kind of hold on. But,
Tuesday.
Yeah.
About May. And then
go ahead.
June update. No, you're fine. The June update. Or June. I don't know why I said update. June is when the NDA lifts for the September expansion.
Oh, I didn't know that part. Oh, that's cool. So we're going to find out. Okay, June. So a couple weeks for some information, and then June for when we get everything else. Okay.
Yep.
That's cool. Just a couple more real quick here. Slayeridge, he said, the conversations we had at the Destiny Community Summit restored a lot of my lost confidence. What's more, it seemed genuinely productive for the future. My two cents, the community and our desires for the game couldn't have been represented much better.
Interesting.
Cool. Yeah. Deej said, visitors from our first community summit. That's very important that he said that. Visitors from our first community summit are on their way home. We thank them for their honesty and insight. As always, the work now falls to us. The game must speak for itself. Our guests aren't equipped to make new promises for us, but we'll share new details as soon as we can. So this is going to happen again at some point, and that's super exciting.
It is. It's a good sign.
I'm trying to remember. I read somebody posted it, and I can't remember. But I think it was another dev that said, I want to put the community's mind at ease from a lot of the people there. The words, my community has told me they want to see blank, was said. And then this specific individual, insert name here, from the community said they wanted to see this. Which was cool. Because another thing, we even talked about this, I think, a couple weeks ago on the show, was that we were afraid a few of these people were just going to go and go, here's what I want to see in the game, and that's it. So for me, yeah. That was cool to hear.
I know there was a lot of people that have given up the game. I think it was me that was bitching about that. A lot of people that have given up the game and gone on to, you know, different pastures, myself included. But it was just, I don't know, it's kind of odd to me to bring in streamers that, and content creators, as much as I hate that term, that had left and they stopped playing. And it's like, okay, looking back in retrospect, I guess that sounded very hypocritical of me, because I too have given up the game. Not given up, but you know
yeah.
what I mean.
Well, I know, took a break and then came back, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so. No, I hear you. Well, at the same time though, like at first I was mad about that too, until I started thinking, like, there's so much of the community that's gone that they want to try to bring back. So the best way to figure out what they could do to bring those people back is to talk to the big names that they want to bring back. So I didn't come up with that idea on my own. Someone said that to me, and I was like, actually, that's a good way to put it. I didn't think of that.
Hmm.
So And then the last thing I wanted to go ahead, sorry.
Nope, you go ahead.
Okay, just the last thing I wanted to touch on with that whole mixed group of people going is they did like a group photo, like all the people that attended and tagged everyone in and whatnot. And I didn't recognize like half the names there. So, I mean, I don't know everyone that's big in the community, obviously, but that was kind of cool to look at the list and go, I don't recognize half of these people. So that was kind of cool. Maybe next time around they'll invite Russell.
One of the few people who I'm actually like, I genuinely want to know what their feedback is, or feedback about the a reaction, I guess is a better word, to the summit. Myelin Games.
Yeah. Did you see his did you fill out his thing before he went?
No. I didn't know there was a thing to fill out.
So he posted, it was everywhere. I think I shared it somewhere, but you know, your job sucks and you can't look at stuff. I'm sorry. But so he put together this giant Google Doc that was basically like a questionnaire with like everything he wanted to bring to the table. And then, so his plan was to read through what he could. And then, you know, from Australia over was a long flight. So he was going to read through as much as he could before he got there and then give the information up. So, so it had to do with like gameplay mechanics, lore, what you'd like to see in lore, what stories you'd like to see come back, what you didn't like, what you did like that they've done, that just changed, very in depth. And, he posted right before he left. I think he had, like 42,000 people fill out his questionnaire. I was like, holy crap. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Right. So that was cool.
I want the game to be more serious.
You what?
I want the game to be more serious.
Yeah. And that was actually something I wrote in there. That he was like, what's something you'd like to see more? And I'm like, I want him to be more serious. Because I made the point, I think somewhere in the questionnaire was asking like what some of your favorite storylines were. And I'd noticed that most of them I wrote were like really dark storylines. And that one of my favorites from Destiny 2 was Savathun's Song, which is a dark storyline. I was like, I think I just realized that the best parts of Destiny is when it's super dark, scary, and creepy.
Well.
Because it's the truth.
Well, like, nothing wrong with that.
Right, exactly.
They built the world in Destiny 1, and that world is pretty dark and scary. And then now we get it. I actually saw a post today on Reddit, and I didn't even realize. Do you remember when Destiny 2, like the videos were first starting to come out, and all the advertisements were starting to get really big and stuff, and I made a comment that it just didn't look right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, something wow. That was a while ago, yeah.
Yeah. It's the color palette. Everything has a lighter... everything's on the blue end, like the cooler end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Someone did a huge analysis on Reddit about it, and I looked at it today, and I was like, oh my god, that's it. Destiny 1 was on the warmer and neutral end of the spectrum. Destiny 2 was all on the cool end. Even Mercury was changed.
Yeah, Mercury's, yeah, that's true. Spectrum. Well, and something I'm hopeful for is that...
warm and harsh as it had been. So it's like, oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. Well, that screenshot we got for Warmind looks kind of darker in a way. So I'm hoping we get some... I mean, whatever storyline they choose to go with, that's still, like, super speculation. Like, they could get crazy deep with that story.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so. Well, do you want to get to some Discord questions?
Sure.
All right.
Oh, we have real people listening?
No one's listening to us right now, but I asked in our Discord earlier. I was like, hey, let's do this thing. And then we actually had people show up and like ask questions for the show. So what do you know?
Tits.
All right. Our first question comes from Kingsley, or MC Kingsley. He asks, please explain. How can I make a servitor my friend so he can follow me around?
Well, they like belly rubs, just like puppers.
They do. They
the
like being
problem
called the
is,
goodest
you
boy.
need to find out where the belly is.
Well, we know where the eye is.
You can't. Yeah, but who knows if it's like.
And if you go too low, you're going to make it way too heavy.
Yeah. That's not growling, that's moaning.
When it puts that little overshield on people, it's something totally else.
Sorry, my humor's pretty fallen. You wouldn't want to get caught having sex with a minor. I mean, sex with a minor.
Ooh, that was a prime joke.
Get it.
I'd say, have you asked it? Just say please. Have you tried not shooting it and ask it to be your friend? Violence isn't always the answer. Or you just punch it until it decides to listen to what you have to say. Be my friend! Either way, both sides of the spectrum. Our next question comes from good old Lazrich, who was on our show last week. Lazrich says, speculate. The Leviathan is currently eating Nessus. Do you think during the lifespan of Destiny 2 that we'll see Nessus completely eaten and consequently removed as a location for Guardians to go to?
No.
I think that'd be freaking awesome.
I mean, I don't like Nessus.
I do like Nessus, but I think that'd be kind of a cool mechanic to just be like, nope, because of story reasons, this is actually completely gone now. Because we've never had that.
No, I don't think it'll happen.
Okay. I would like it to happen, but yeah, it probably won't happen.
I have a feeling whatever's going on with Kallus, part of me, I don't know.
Baby arm Kallus.
Being too pessimistic. But I feel like we're not going to get like complete resolution to that. Because I feel like in order to adequately respond and adjust and shift course for the new direction of Destiny 2, I don't think they're going to be able to carry out their original plans.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if the whole Kallus Leviathan situation is going to get the payoff that we hope it will. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong.
Who knows? There's time.
I do know that Emperor Kallus was on Oprah not long ago.
Wasn't he on Dr.
And
Phil? Now, Kallus, you're not really an angry guy.
You're misunderstood. And you know
you're
why
not
you're
really a robot. You just use it as a extra shell of yourself to push away your problem.
Have you ever, ever been to an Alcoholics Anonymous?
Why? Just because my whole floor is made of wine, you think I got a drinking problem? And Kallus is Southern now. You're welcome. Oh my god. Alright, so our next question, we have a more serious question from Gunbait, and then later on it will have another silly one from him. So Gunbait101, who is the host of Hoot Dog Radio, he has a question for the podcast. With the concept of weapon randomization on the developer's roadmap for September, do you think randomized weapon rolls are being looked at as a possible replacement for the Mods 2.0 system? Context, Mods 2.0 being removed from the roadmap. And then weapon randomization being put there instead. Personally, I don't think so. They've pushed Mods 2.0 too hard for them to just suddenly decide weapon randomization is going to switch in there. I'm hoping with what Nick said earlier, with it being like a specific perk, that we're going to get Mods 2.0 and then some sort of randomization with it.
Unless weapon randomization is the result of the delivery method of Mods 2.0.
Like, so they what just if, what if that changed the name of it on the
randomization. Yeah, what if that quote unquote randomization is actually a mod? It's done through a mod. Like I was saying, the gunsmith would randomly modify your weapon with the perk.
It'd be kind of weird to just suddenly change how they're wording it on the roadmap, though, but that could be. I mean, it's Bungie, so who knows, you know?
Unless it's
they change
like
verbiage all the time.
Until September. Like, maybe it's something that's coming with the Taken Queen, or the Queen takes, or the Hostess with the Mostess.
That could be. Well, thank you, Gunbait. Our next question comes from Chris3711, who is a part of the Saint 14 Project. He has a serious question and then a silly question. So here we go. Question for the show. What do you think we should work on in order to better the general community and why?
General community is in Destiny community?
I would assume so, yeah.
The world we live in.
Ooh, that's a pretty broad spectrum. I think for both we could just say stop being an ass. But if we're talking just Destiny community, I'd say first and foremost, let people have fun. If you're not enjoying something and someone else is, you don't need to immediately post on their shit that they're an idiot and that they should go kill themselves because they enjoy something you don't enjoy. I think that's the number one thing for me, is just let people have fun if they're having fun.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah, right. General rule.
It's not hard. I mean, unless you're turned on, then it might be hard.
But... Oh, yeah. When you're a dick, it makes my... When you're a hard dick, it makes my dick hard?
Mom.
Second question from Chris. No, go ahead.
I think there's a lot that we can do. And... Let's put it this way. I'm going to QBQ this question behind the question, and I'm not coming at you.
That's not what you can do for your country. Oh.
No, if you have to step back and ask yourself, what can I do to make this community better? Maybe, just maybe, you're part of the problem.
What do you mean?
I mean that you need to step off.
If you're trying to make the community better, you should step off?
No, I mean like if... So if you're looking at the situation, you're like, God, this community sucks. What can I do to make it better? Maybe. Introspection. That's a terrible way to word. I think everyone is contributing negatively whether they intend to or not.
Yeah.
So maybe, rather than saying, what can the community do to make it better? What can you do? Like, specifically, what can you do? Can you pick a flower and send it to a guardian? Can you go and detail Nick's car from just some guardians so that, you know, he's just in a better mood all day, and when he runs the Nightfall later, he'll drop a few less F-bombs, you know? Maybe make breakfast for a fellow guardian. I don't know what I'm getting at. I'm getting at don't be an asshole. And if you have to really sit there and think about what you can do to make the community a better place, that might be a problem.
I think in a roundabout way, you made a really good point without knowing it. I think definitely it's not...
I have no idea what I just said.
I think what you meant to say, and it totally came off completely wrong because it's you and I love you. It kind of sounded like what you were trying to say is don't think about what you can do to make the community as a whole, but what you yourself can do to make your experience in the community better. Don't try to force other people to be positive. Just make yourself better, and then in turn, that'll make others better.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at with the whole, like, maybe you're part of the problem situation.
Yeah, it was just worded kind of a... Yeah. What's your favorite underwear and why?
I like trunk briefs.
None.
That's a lie.
You're right. Less than none.
I literally shave my skin. Now.
I shove underwear inside me.
Ew.
Oh my god.
Trunk briefs, because they're like boxer briefs, but more comfortable.
That's exactly what I rock and roll.
Like creepy old people.
Right? You got to be careful. I actually recently bought some, and there's no dick flap in the front. And
yeah, that's normal for performance wear.
Oh, that was... I didn't realize I bought performance wear ones, and I was like, what just happened to my life? It was terrible.
There's no fly. Okay, so here's I'm asking a question. This is a poll for all gentlemen in the world. Do you use your fly Or are you one of those people that like unbuttons and unzips and then like flips everything down? Or do you actually use your fly because it's there for a reason? It's like
I'm
the
like a
fly
third
through a
grader. I
window of
pull everything
pants.
to my ankles before I pee.
Please don't.
Oh my God. No, I do. It's just the zipper. Whoop, and reach in and done.
Yep. It's
That's what it's there
convenient.
for.
It's a
Unless you
drive
have
through
Shrek
of.
hands and can't reach inside there, like, you shouldn't be having to do all that extra stuff.
You Shrek hands is just remote.
Don't point your nasty sausages at me.
Donkey, get away from my junk, donkey.
Oh my God. Awesome.
Oh,
Whew. Okay.
I don't
Our
know
last
why anymore.
question is a not a serious one from Gunbait. So he says, if the podcast members were trapped on a desert island and it had to come to a fight to the death, who would arise victorious and who would be the most delicious?
I probably eat the healthiest out of all of us, so I'd probably be the most delicious.
I think Russell loses in every situation.
You're not wrong. Russell's a
That's
twat.
what you get for not being here. You lose fights to the death and you're eaten first, Russell. That's what happens when you're not here. Then we hack the game and introduce a trade system, and then we hack into your account and we trade both of your DFAs and give it to us.
Who would kill everyone else? Who would be the winner?
Oh,
Would it
I
be
would
the
kill
Lord of
all of you.
Flies?
I would definitely kill everybody.
You would go postal on us?
Just for that joke? Absolutely. Let me guess,
Guys,
you're going to ask if I have your million dollar check next?
was that quote or was that joke a little was it delivered a little close to home?
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to return that for additional comedic postage.
No.
Oh my God.
That was bad. That was really bad.
Oh
You
my
suck.
God. So there we go. Anything else you wanted to cover before we wrapped up our episode? Our, I think, a successful two-man show. I'm not sure.
It's a one-woman show, right? Cause...
Oh! I wasn't ready. I'm dehydrated. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, now my hands are all sweaty. I can't open the cap. This is the worst day of my life. All right, here we go. Our two-man show.
No, our one-woman show.
Oh!
It's literally a one-woman show. I mean, together we probably have the intelligence of one woman.
You're probably not wrong. Between the two of us, we still don't have the pain tolerance to be a woman, though. Oh my
Allow me to
God.
break my hips and push out my body.
All right, anything else from you? Or should we go ahead and start wrapping up?
We can wrap up. I don't think I have anything more of worse to share.
All right, we're
I
going to
mean, I could
practice safe
talk for a
sex and we're going to
while.
start wrapping it up.
Don't forget to spay and neuter your dogs, cats, and horses.
And neighbors. Thank you for joining us for Just Some Guardians, episode 21. When we do this show, we are live on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/justsomeguardians. You can find us on Twitter at JSGcast. You can email us questions, concerns, pictures of Dick Cheney, and that goes to justsomeguardians@gmail.com. We are on Podbean, iTunes. We are on Spotify. Buster, I didn't actually try anything. It just happened overnight, so you're welcome. And I think we're in a couple other places, but there you go. Nick, where can people find you, buddy?
They can find me in my house, sitting on the couch, at the moment. Otherwise, I'm on the Twitters at He Who Fights, or on PSN, HWF dash the number 7 and the word force. Otherwise, I can also be found in front of the coffee pot.
Do you want to plug Green Dragon?
Oh, shit, that's right, girl.
I'm
We should have
supportive,
already done
baby.
Had houses.
Do your
So
stuff.
my other podcast, I mentioned it earlier. My my good friend, whose name is also Nick, and I are the nerdiest of nerds when it comes to the Lord of the Rings. So we invite you to come on down to the Shire, have a drink, sit and enjoy, have a listen at greendragonlive.com. We're doing a read-along podcast for The Lord of the Rings and everything else J.R.R. Tolkien related. So, yeah, head on over to greendragonlive.com, or you can find us wherever podcasts are obtainable if you search for Green Dragon Live.
You're not on Podbean, by the way, so you lied to me.
Don't talk to me about that stuff. Podbean is like the angel fire of website hosting.
I was going to sing you a song that I wrote, and now I can't because...
Why?
I don't know. You still haven't used... I wrote you guys a theme song forever ago. You never used it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, remember the only podcast for the brave and true is Live from the Green Dragon?
Live from the Green Dragon. No, but we have a musician, Harry Morrell, from Great Britain.
I know, but you use the actual song that Merry and Pippin sing in your outro. And so you could put me there. I will get plaster drunk and sing the song, and you can put me there.
No.
The only podcast.
You just
had a brave and...
Huh?
Oh,
you spit.
I just spit it.
It ends with you being like, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry, guys. I just love you so much.
It's like Peter Griffin, if he were not real.
Right, if he were not real, that's awesome. Also, you can find Russell in our Discord and all of us in our Discord. If you go to our Twitter, which once again is at JSGcast, pinned at the top there is a link to get into our Discord. So have fun with that. You can find me on the Twitter and Twitch at Elmer Fudd Games, double M double D. And I think that's all I'm at. Oh, I should probably plug this for Issa Cole in our community, who is doing that. She writes a bunch of stories for Destiny. And then she also just recently became a writer for, I can't remember which one it is. I'm so sorry. Hold on. She is a author for Destiny Tracker. So she just got accepted in there. But so her story she's working on now that is going to be voice acted is coming along, and that's called Depravity. So follow and keep an eye on her Twitter. That's at Issa_Cole. For more information about that. And as episodes come out, I'm sure she'll post them there. I am two characters in this story.
Really?
Meow. Yeah.
Are you really?
I am.
You didn't
see,
tell me
like,
that.
My, well, I was waiting to tell you here. So I get your live reaction.
So is she still casting people?
No.
Yeah, I actually never got around to sending anything in. Damn.
I know, and it made me sad.
What, did you ask her?
Yeah. No, because I told her that you were... Like, the reason I even did it was because I brought up about you and how good at it you are. And I was like, well, I'll send my stuff in. And I did a bunch of different voices, and she liked two of them so much. She's like, you're going to be two characters. I was like, oh, okay.
Jeez, that's
yeah.
fantastic.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm getting paid in Monopoly money. From 1942, which is the original release
of
Monopoly. I know, I can't say anything. I can tell you, but not live on the show.
Are you playing Bill Nye?
I am playing a Bill Nye.
Davy Jones.
He's the cousin. Yes, yes, yes. I had a daughter all along. So there you go. We should probably wrap this show up. Hey guys, Russell's not here. Nick, can you do it? Take us out.
Join us next time for Mutual Chaos on Just Guardians for Mutual Chaos and Utter Incompetency.
Thanks, dude. That was good. He usually actually, like the last four episodes, I think he's been flipping them, and it sounds weird.
Really? Bye.
actually. You were right. He's just flipped it for the last, like, 4 episodes. I don't know.
We need to have our
intervention. I know this is. Right. Hello, Russell. This is an intervention. Awesome ground orders.
I'm totally fine.